You're listening to the Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio podcast.
The trading out of Brown and Zerk Thatcher and the potential incoming of Xavier Duesma, it's been talked about between these two clubs now for 3 weeks. There's clearly a stumbling block, and we believe now that it is in relation to the Port team wanting to get a bit more back for that transaction, that the player-for-player scenario that had been presented and mooted and speculated upon from we on the outside for some time now is not going to get it done. And whether the actual deadline itself breaks that conflict, we'll soon find out. But at this stage, we believe the Port is trying to get something else back as a result of this transaction.
Yeah, that's the understanding, that it's actually not Adrian Dodoro this time playing the hard-edged side.
Really?
It's Port who are looking for a bit more, which is interesting, Jono, because I think maybe we're just keen for a player-to-player swap because we play a four-player swap yep. because we haven't seen one for quite some time. But it does feel like a deal that makes sense in terms of, you know, they just swap polo shirts at the airport.
Well, the needs basis for both teams is that's why I think we're discussing it the way that it is. Zerk Thatcher with the role that he will play and what he's done in the competition so far. And the same with Xavier Duesma. Zerk Thatcher's probably achieved a little bit more in terms of his footy. So there's probably is a little bit more waiting from an Essendon point of view on what they're actually giving up, because he is a key defender and he's rarely had a bag sort of kicked on him. So he can hold his own in that back half of the ground. So you understand Essendon's rating on that. And equally, you can understand Port Adelaide's rating of Duesma because of the company that he's held with Butters and Rosie at a certain stage of his career and whether he can recapture that. So that's why it's taking time. Mm. It's taken the full period and it'll take until the very last minute to probably get this deal done.
So while you say maybe the Port side of things, JJ, there still is an Essendon involvement in a deal that is being dragged out.
Yeah, there is.
Tradition
for sure.
Is alive.
There is for sure. But it does sound like, you know, Port are holding Duesma just to that little bit of a higher standard than what Zerk Thatcher is, which I do think Duesma's probably a little bit, I've got him just a bit higher if you were to rank them in terms of their own positions. But then the fact that Zerk Thatcher is a key defender, a little bit harder to find, but I think that's why it probably levels itself off. But this guy, I'd love to get my hands on him. I think he's learning, Jono, how to play that wing role. Yep. He's learning how to get behind the ball and take some intercept marks and help kickstart your offense. And he's got size. He's rangy. I really like him. And I think if Essendon can get their hands on him, Nick Martin on one wing and he on another, that's a nice proposition for teams who have really identified how important it is to get a winger, two good wingers in your team.
There wasn't a lot of action going on in that Port room, was there? We're down to inside the 100 minutes remaining in the 2023 trade period.
Pretty cruisy in there.
There's a lot of arm folding and a lot of talking amongst each other. So they know what they have to do, and the deadline itself will flush out some form of arrangement out of it. But it's going to go down to the end, as a lot of these ones do.